everybody else. But I'll get out. I'll get out of here. Turkey's money. Come on, I'm doing it. My turkey. Only a description, just an observation, though the pitiful condition of our generation. World made of opinions, to which we seek a never let them stay like made of pride. This is not so satisfied, so let's made of praise. Party slowly age, always close and gentle with everyone we waste. In this room without a window, can't see out. Room without a window, can't see out, can't see out. Full made of lies, we gladly use to stay inside. Corners made of photos, and photos made of honor. Face up with the words of all, this is our religion. Clash up with the records of our cultural. Without a window to a different way to think. Gotta run outside of mine. Yeah, we got up. We can't see out because we're blind. But I got to choke. Gotta make ourselves free. Alright, from the room without a window to a different way to think. The position being taken is not to be mistaken for attempted education. Righteous accusation, only a description. Just an observation of the pitiful condition. Burn it and raise it up. From without a window, can't see out. From without a window, can't see out. Can't see out. From without a window, can't see out. I know things are getting tougher when you can't get the thought off the bottom of the barrel. What up and roar my future now? Looking fucking new. I know that I don't know.
Coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, near the water treatment plant, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. And now, let us introduce this evening's hosts. He comes to us from Hollywood, California. He wears sideburns like Elvis, but he ain't owning any blue suede shoes. Here's your host, Clubball! And now let's meet our other host. He comes to us from Waterloo, Iowa. He ain't a farm boy, and he don't tip cows unless the service is good. Trencher! And you listeners at home, you can also play along, and you don't even need to own the home game. Just go to spankwagon.vftp.net, click on the chat link, and join us live. And now, once again, here are your hosts for tonight's episode of Spank Wagon Radio, Claude Balls and Trencher!
Thank you.
Who lives as a pirate on the shores of Lake Mead? Sponge, Claude, Square, Balls.
Ow, shit. How do you wear pants?
I don't know, I didn't think of that.
Square Balls?
Square Balls.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You have a jack sport, you got like a cup holder.
Adjustable cup holder.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Not bad, how are you?
Hey, cool. Actually I'm not doing too bad. Cool. I didn't even say anything. You're like, how you doing? That's great. I'm here.
It's all about me.
It's all about you, yes.
Yeah, that's great. I'm fine. How's it going? I'm fine. Great. How about you? Great. Okay.
Moving on.
I didn't even realize that, so you just pointed that
out. Fuck, I was like, hey, all right, here I am. I'm nothing.
I've been told I'm starting to get that fucking Frank. You ever seen Scrooge?
Yes.
Like, I'm starting to become like Frank Cross, man, because I'm like so like jaded by people coming up to me. The coolness effect is wearing off, and then it's like you're ignoring me. I'm like, yeah, that's right. Nice to meet me. The pleasure is yours. You know? That's a day, dude. They just want to say it's going to be a real honor to work with you. I'm not even in this department. Get back on the fucking phones. On the inside. It's like, oh, thanks. Yeah, it was real fun. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I gotta get back to my desk.
I gotta work now.
Fuck. They had free bagels.
Woo!
Yeah, then I got to go over and
free bagels,
dude. And them new hires,
your
right
fucking
there.
Life is easy. You're fucking made. You got free fucking bagels.
That's right.
Man. I had to pay for a bagel today if I wanted one,
dude, man,
but I didn't want one, so I didn't get a fucking bagel.
Dude, I use like a quarter tub of schmear too, dude.
Schmear?
Yeah.
Schmear. What the fuck is schmear?
Okay. All right.
Oh, hello. Would you like some schmear with that?
Well, not quite. Who did it?
Who did it?
Hey, you want some schmear, hey.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Don't be off looking at them. Have some schmear.
That's right. Okay. Do you now get it, Gentile?
I get it.
All right.
Oh, thank you. Shall I go run and get, like, a Jew beanie or something and throw it on my head?
A Jew beanie. Great, man. Mr. All the Time Wants to Know Knowledge. It's called a yarmulke.
I know it's a yarmulke.
A Jew beanie.
That's just funnier.
Yeah, I know. I've said that before, too, to piss people off. It's not a Jew beanie. I know that, God.
Sometimes you have to know what it is in order to have fun saying and irritating and going off the deep end.
Jew beanie. It's like a little prayer wheel.
What are you talking about? They make custom ones. You can play life with it. Bend over. Oh, go ahead. Three spaces.
I've never played life.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Had a copy of the game, and I just like drove my Hot Wheels around the fucking course and like spun the wheel. I have no idea what the fuck.
The Game of Life is an okay game. I mean, I've only played it like a couple times, but and that was with my friend Teabag and everyone back home.
Teabag.
And, it was...
I've never played it, so I have no idea what it is. Hmm. I know you, like, retire at the end.
Timber! Okay, had to say it.
Cool. You know what, too, I'm, like, you know, really looking forward to? You know, I think we should get a board game for here.
Oh, yeah? Like a Spank Wagon board game?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that'll be, like, three squares long, and it'll all have your picture on it.
Hey, man, I am me. No, I think we should play a board game, like, on the air.
A board game? How the fuck are we going to... The 1.5 minute delay says either we cheat on them or they cheat on us. With 1.5 minute delay or 1 minute delay, they're going to be cheating on us like crazy. There ain't no fucking way we could do a board game.
Ouija board.
Oh, fuck that. Fuck you. Fuck that.
What's wrong with a Ouija board?
Something about the Ouija boards I've just never trusted, liked.
You have like a phobia of cardboard and plastic?
I guess I do, you know. I guess I do.
Ouija board, bro.
Maybe when we're at your place, and you can contact your father and have him co-host.
That's what we'll do, dude.
Contact
I've got
your father?
It. No. Well, maybe we can do that.
What, Ouija board co-host? We'll put a little fucking little headset on the
I've got
the
it.
Angle?
We'll do it. What we'll do is we'll like do a VNC connection.
Uh-huh.
Where both people have control over the same cursor. We'll do a virtual Ouija board.
A virtual Ouija board.
A virtual
Ouija
board.
I'm sure
Ouija
they're
board.
Out there. I'm sure they're
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, but I thought of this one. It's better. What do you think? Virtual Ouija board. We'll, like, contact famous people like that dude from Death Valley Days, and, you know.
John Ritter?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'd be great. Will you trip over the couch? Oh, shit. Never mind. I was going to say, will you trip over the couch? I'm like, shit. That's Dick Van Dyke. Never mind.
No, he tripped over the ottoman.
Right.
He tripped over the ottoman. Jack Tripper always tripped over the couch. How the fuck you trip over a couch? You've got me, but hey, in the 80s, that was fucking classic humor.
Actually, in the 70s, too.
70s,
it was actually more of a 70s show that happened to kind of spill over to the 80s. Yeah.
Let's play Scrabble. I go first. Someone wants to play Scrabble. Could you play Scrabble? Yeah, I'd fucking have encyclopedias.
Scrabble.
Dictionary.com.
Yeah, I'm real bad. I can't play Scrabble. I fucking lose. I make my own words up. Like, Ote is a word.
Ote? Yeah, I mean, why not? It gets used every day. Ote.
Yeah, can you do phrases?
Fucking
phrases.
Ghetto. Can you imagine Ghetto Scrabble?
Ghetto Scrabble. I've played Ghetto.
Oh, shizzle to my nizzle. That's 382 points!
Shit. I'm real bad at Scrabble.
Triple red!
I will make shit up, man. Absoluticrous is a word.
Absoluticrous.
Yeah. That's a problem in my department, too. For anybody who didn't know, I got moved.
Yay. I mean, oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, yay.
Yeah. Oh, it's real great. They're going to be on sales support next week. Yeah, you know what that means? I have to assign IP addresses to customers.
Yay.
Static IPs.
Woohoo.
Yeah, and they're doing node splits.
Nice.
Yeah.
I just gave you this number? Yeah. Well, I lied. Here's a new one.
You forget I know where you live. Don't yell at me.
Of course you do. I'm sitting in the same room with you.
What are you looking out the window for?
I don't know. The same reason you always look at that fucking door in the middle of the show.
Doesn't matter where I fucking sit in this room. If I stare at something, you automatically stare like there's something to look at, man.
Hey, there might be. You never know. You never fucking know. Look at how much shit we see in a day.
Yeah.
Like the guy who stopped on the fucking freeway to pick up some trash.
What
that
the fuck was that about, dude?
I have no clue.
That was fucking
stupid. We were hanging
stupid.
Out after work because we're fucking losers. And
in the parking lot.
And, you know,
I was speak for yourself.
No,
I was granting you quality time.
I get that. I want get that from my wife, not from you.
Mark! I'm drunk again.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, your wife's quality time. I'll never forget that most famous statement, man. I'll only if your wife dies, man, it'll be on her fucking tombstone. the most off-the-wall asinine, not asinine, but inane, incomprehensible statement known to man.
What?
When she was drunk last Friday.
What was that?
How can there be jungle bunnies here if we live in the desert?
Oh, yeah.
They live in the jungle.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Drunk philosophy. That was fucked. I didn't really think she knew what she was saying at the time.
She didn't.
Because she was so... She was three sheets to the wind. And then some. And yeah. She drove home on top of that.
Yeah.
It's good to know your wife is putting people at risk. She's a teacher. She would feel real bad if she killed one of her students.
Oh, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
She would she would be
I'm thinking I'm going to report your wife.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Ashcroft says I should report any kind of bad activity.
No, just terrorism.
That kind of qualifies.
Okay. Sure, go for it. See what happens. Just try.
Sure.
Ah, so a lot of people in the chat room tonight. Huh?
Wow, look at that.
This is actually very, very nice to see this many people in the chat room.
See, we have...
We do appreciate this, so fucking listen more often!
Yeah, help us pump up our ratings.
Cool.
Because once we can do that, man, that we're one step closer to selling out.
We need more ratings so we can sell out.
It's sell just- out! With me, oh yeah, I sell
oh,
out.
Jesus Christ.
Me tonight.
You are fucked... Frank Lloyd Wright, you're not. Oh,
it's funny as hell. I remember last... Fuck, I'm reminiscing about old shows.
Oh, here we go again.
It could be worse. At least I'm not reminiscing about reminiscing again.
That was really bad, actually.
You remember that time when I was talking about when the other time?
That time, yeah.
That still gets me to this
well,
day.
Well, I think we should cover one topic here.
Oh, we've got several topics
we
to cover.
We've got tons of shit to cover today.
We have much news as well. We have many debates.
Real quick, I just want to point out, it's something that we were talking about a couple weeks ago. Schwarzenegger.
Yeah!
He is now officially...
The governor-elect.
Of California.
Ooh, yeah.
We're fucked. Gary Coleman actually got quite a few votes.
Get 3,000 volts. Shut the fuck up.
Votes, not volts.
I said volts.
I know you said volts.
I said votes.
Eh, we get votes, eh?
Chat room, what did I say? We'll find out in a minute and a half.
A minute and a half, we'll figure it out. All right.
Okay.
So anyhow, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Well, first off, let's cover some of these numbers. These are quick and easy numbers here.
Quick and easy.
Yes.
Like my campaign. All right, there you go.
I am now your governor. Moving on. Can you imagine the fucking Hans and Franz revolution now? And Saturday Night Live now has material again.
Yeah, I know.
They're fucked.
But Kevin Nealon and Dana Carvey are a bit too old.
A bit too old and a bit too away from the show.
Shabby.
Like they weren't before. Come on. You're right. I mean, I'm sure the stuffed toilet paper and pillow props flabbed over time because they didn't put them on and work them out.
You're easy to fucking interrogate. I mean,
interrogate. Did you do it? Tell me! No!
Shit, I had the word! Fuck, man.
Intimidate, instigate.
No. Antagonize. For a 50 cent word, I almost lost my lunch money.
Shit, there's a dictionary behind you. Pick it up. Davis got recalled with a majority of the vote by 54.7 or 4,213,153 votes. Yeah. So the same people who fucking voted for him 6 months earlier said, "No, yeah, he's cool. Fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Fuck you. Goodbye."
What the hell? I think David. I was looking at some quotes of Davis as he goes, "I think I'm going to go home and call my mom."
Yeah. Why? She was there at the election.
I don't know.
The party. I give up party. Concession speech. There we go. I give up party.
Concession speech. Catch up. Hot dogs over there. Have a soda. Arnold Schwarzenegger got 3,575,590 votes.
Yeah.
Cruz Bustamante, second, came in with 2,387,719 votes.
Oh, yeah.
And two people I could really give a rat's ass less about got less than Cruz Bustamante by about a million votes.
Tom McClintock, I'll be perfectly honest with you, I don't think Governor...
984,000 votes.
McClintock, it's not his time yet. McClintock looks like
a good
choice.
McClintock is a movie to me. I can't put a name to a face here at all. McClintock, and I'm thinking, hey, partner.
No, not McBain.
The Western.
No.
McClintock was
a
Western.
Was it?
Yeah.
Anyhow, McClintock right there. I'll tell you one thing right now.
Ha, Benny says volts. JLD says volts. Fuck you. Moving on.
Anyhow, I didn't see that. I can't see the message board from here in the chat room. I mean,
will you just?
Anyhow, yeah, McClintock was really good. He's a good speaker. He has a lot of snappy comebacks. Unfortunately, and I got to agree with the people of California right there, it's not McClintock's time. With the chaos that the political party system is in, they would have deadlocked the man to just, you know, absolutely nothingness. He would not have been able to accomplish anything. That's my honest, outright goal. However, I can tell you without a doubt right now why Schwarzenegger is the best person for the job right now. It also ties into the LA Times, too. But briefly to sum everything up right here really quick-like, I think with the two-party system in California right now, I think Schwarzenegger's stardom and his high expectations that they're going to have right now.
Oh, yeah.
People are going to really over-scrutinize him. I think at the same time, they're going to look at a lot of his enemies, too. Because, I mean, Jesse Jackson made looked like an ass when I saw
made
the
himself look like an ass?
Himself look like an ass. Jesse Jackson, all these other people, like, what kind of place is this where people can elect a governor and then change their mind and want to recall? It's called a democracy. Shut the fuck up. We should raise a bar to make sure things like this don't happen again so easily. What the fuck, man?
I agree. The whole point of, you know, the recall and the whole point of that process being written into...
Yeah.
You know, being written into the Constitution and being written into the states... Not necessarily the national constitution, but the states' constitutions. That's what it's all about.
It should be that easy to recall him. It's my honest opinion, because that's the will of the people, which it obviously was. It is the will of the people. Now, I think a lot of things too. A lot of Democrats right there. You know, I'm kind of sounding a lot really pro-Republican on this, and I really actually am on a lot of aspects. The Democrats really got their asses handed to them.
Yeah, they did.
Especially
with
that shit in the LA Times.
Yeah.
For that fucking puke politics thing. And the LA Times, and a related story, this is actually a news item here I was going to share with everybody on the show. I'll just do it now since it's tied in. Did you know that after they ran this... I forgot to print it. Did you know that after the LA Times printed the harassment stories right there, you know the majority of other fellow editors in California don't like the LA Times for doing that? They said it was irresponsible journalism and that their phone lines were tied up and you had an average wait time of 20-plus minutes. To an hour at some points.
Wow.
People calling in to cancel their subscriptions.
But they weren't doing anything wrong.
They
weren't even going into yellow journalism on this. I mean,
it was yellow journalism.
How so?
Because they didn't, because in many of these cases, and you look, they didn't verify this through somebody saying, yeah, I was there, I saw it. It's all, and you have to, it's really true. You had to read between lines. They just said, yeah, she told me that right there.
Oh, it's one of these. Okay, so it wasn't necessarily overt yellow journalism.
So he said that she said
that. Yeah,
yeah. So and since what he said and she said,
heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend, that you were messing around.
Exactly. And so now since it all just tied together and everybody agreed, just like the R.O. Speedwagon lyrics you just quoted, they decided to go with that. And
makes
they
sense.
And they really and yeah. And a lot of people have really punished them for that right there. And I think a lot of this two-party bickering of, you know, not being in for the people, by the people, just trying to settle personal vendettas with other people, make them look bad and shit, I think it's really going to come to a screeching halt.
You know, and we really have to wait and see because he's already assembled.
Well,
his
not
transition
screeching
party.
Halt. I mean, for this right now. And the other problem is too, right there. I mean, Jesse Jackson was also backing a lot of shit too, saying that, you know, Democrats right now are already talking about as soon as President Jesus Christ, Governor Schwarzenegger, it becomes governor. They
doing the recall again.
Yeah, to recall Schwarzenegger. He's not in office, and they just want to recall him to get even. That shit ain't fucking right.
See, no, I don't understand that shit.
It's personal vendetta type shit, and I think we're going to see a huge transitional period for California.
We should, actually. You know, I mean, everybody likes to point out they're the sixth biggest economy in the world. And they want to point it out, and they want to rub it in, because they are doing... It's the second time that something like this has ever occurred in the United States, and... Because it's California now, they really want to rub it in. They want to go, we know we can get away with this.
Oh, yeah.
So now we're going to punish everyone and
but
fuck everyone.
But a lot of
over.
People are
going to
be scrutinized
right.
Right there. A lot of people are going to be heavily scrutinized on this. A lot of campaign contributors, people doing favors. Why? You know, everybody votes for something right there. Schwarzenegger or somebody else is going to go after going, why did you vote this way?
Yeah.
And they're really going to scrutinize and put them under, which I think it's about time.
I agree, and it's gonna be interesting. You know, the spoils system in California, the spoils system in any sort of government.
Well, it's very interesting. You know, right now it's a 1 to 2 month waiting period for business to move out of California.
Because
remember we talked about
that. Because the moving companies are so backed up with businesses trying to leave. It's just goddamn ridiculous. So, you know, it's a very interesting point. Can Schwarzenegger pull it off? He's got the charisma, and he has aligned himself one hell of a transitional cabinet. You want to talk about diversity? Jesse Jelms couldn't match this with the Rainbow Coalition or anybody else. And, yeah, we're going to see. To Schwarzenegger, California, best of luck, in all honesty. But
definitely big congratulations, but... Now here's the question. I couldn't believe I saw someone ask this online today. Hmm. What will happen to his acting career?
Jesus.
It's on hold.
Obviously.
Even he said that. What will happen to his acting career? I don't know. He may not ever go back to acting. And you know what? Number one, he doesn't need to. Money-wise, the guy, his fucking income tax, when he had to publicly state it, mm-hmm. for 1 year was $35
million. Wow.
He got after taxes.
Holy shit.
That is fucking unbelievable. At the same time, too, he can't go back to acting. I'm sorry.
No.
He's too old. He really is. He's really starting to kind of go, mm. Even Schwarzenegger's getting too old for the stuff. It was really interesting. It's like Kurt Russell.
Mm-hmm.
Even Kurt Russell, like on the Big Trouble in Little China director's commentary. He is funny as shit when you hear him uncensored. Kurt Russell is absolutely fucking hilarious. And he makes up a good point. He goes, you know what? He goes, he like, his last action film he did was Soldier. And he shattered his ankle.
Yeah.
And he had to work through it. He says, very painful. But if he didn't complete it, he wouldn't get his fucking paycheck.
Right.
He says, and that's the last movie he'll ever do for action. He goes, you know what? He goes, I'm too old. He goes, even I, as a moviegoer, don't want to see people that old.
Yeah.
He goes, I want to see young. I want to see youth. I want to see strength and agility.
Right. And that's one thing, like, you know, I'll mention it with The Rock. You know, they're now calling him the next action hero, but that is yet to be seen, too.
Yeah,
we'll see. It's better than Macho Man Randy Savage's latest career move.
Ooh, yeah. What's he doing?
He's rapping.
Rapping?
Yeah, he put out a rap album. It sucked.
You're going to have to get us some clips of that.
I got to find it.
I need to hear
it
that.
It sucks really bad. By the way, he said Jesse Helms. He was going to say James. It melded in Helms. It's Jesse Helms, not Jesse James in the Monster Garage. Although,
who said that?
You did. You said Jesse Helms and the Rainbow Coalition.
I meant
we're fucking tongue-tied here today.
Jesse Jackson.
Was it Jesse Jackson or Jesse Helms?
Jesse Jackson. Jesse Helms is in no way, shape, or form. Okay, Jesse Helms is somebody public. Yeah, he gets on the public forum and goes, I don't like homosexuals. They got the AIDS.
Yeah,
that's who Jesse Helms is.
I'm not thinking right today either. Yeah. So, Arnold won.
Arnold won. We're going to see where they're going to see. In other case, man, be prepared for some great comedy.
And I will say that because we are, you know, technically here in Las Vegas, which is located in the beautiful state of East California, we're going to follow this as best as we can.
Hopefully, Schwarzenegger pulls through on his plan, taxes the shit out of Indian casino operators till they go out of business, and we get our people back for Las Vegas.
Yes. And I don't know, should we tie that in with this topic?
Oh, yeah.
Let's tie that in with this topic because...
wow, man, we're getting really good. It's like the amateur Mr. Show here.
We're planning it out.
Actually, we didn't even plan this, ladies and gentlemen.
Moving on, actually, I pulled up an article.
Which, East California, formerly known as Nevada.
Formerly known as Nevada.
Is on this list.
We're fucked.
Yes.
Whew. We are fucked. And actually, we wanted
to... This is the ranking order of states with the smartest people.
Yes, smartest states with the smartest people in... It's not really determined. I'm really not sure exactly what determined it, but let me go through the actual article itself.
Yeah.
What it basically is recognized for... The states are recognized for their excellence in elementary and secondary education.
Right.
They're also recognized for, you know, both ends of the scale, checking the dropout rates as opposed to the A's, as opposed to what grades and stuff like that, student-teacher ratios, salaries, things of that nature. And what they did was they can put these... All 50 states into this, and they use this criteria, again, education, grade, stuff like that. As most people know, most states have standardized testing.
Yeah.
Now, what a lot of states and a lot of people, what a lot of people don't understand is the fact that, yes, standardized testing does suck because it forces educators not necessarily to teach for learning or teach for knowledge, but teach for a test. It's something
that, you
know, it's happening in almost every single state out there.
Fuck
some
the
more than others. I know when I was in Iowa, we had the Iowa Test of Basic Skills, which is not just a test given in Iowa. It's a test given in dozens
of states.
What's
the Iowa Test of Basic Skills?
The ITBS is a test that will test your math, cognition, reading skills, writing skills, logic skills, things of that nature.
Okay.
Now,
read the package on how to plant the seeds and irrigate.
Right, basically, you know, and what you do is you take it every grade level. I started taking them in, like...
Well, I must be pretty high, because you people... Grade. Yeah, I was really skilled now making methamphetamines.
Very skilled. We're, you know, state of chemists. We got Ames University.
That's great.
Iowa State University in Ames, Iowa. You know, it's a big chemist school.
Wow.
It's a big engineering school. As a matter of fact, Vakuris used to go there. He used to be there, so I'm sure Vakuris now can make meth, based upon that logic.
Right. You know what? I'm seriously, man, we should embrace... methamphetamines is like a fucking gross national product of Iowa.
You know,
we're at that point.
Well, no,
right now.
I'll get to my problem with Iowa right now, and I'll get to that in a little bit.
We're gonna finish up with this.
But basically, taking all these criterias and the Iowa Test of Basic Skills, and there's a dozen other tests out there. I mean, there really is. There's so many stupid fucking tests.
Hey now,
because ooh, it's pretty bad.
Get your ass back here, Timmy.
Yeah, really. The top 50 states pretty much... well, let me give you the top 10.
By the way, Benny, Mississippi did let that 50 spot go.
Mississippi left that 50 spot go, and we'll get there. The ITED, yes. That was the high school equivalent, the Iowa Test of Endless Dots. That's pretty much what it was. It was another one...
Connected dots! La, 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 la!
Yeah, it was it's another version of a standardized test.
Pee Wee Herman.
Hey, boy, the girl, yeah, pictures of yourself?
Send them to me!
No, that's the guy from Ferris Bueller. Shut up. The top 10 states were as follows. Number 1, Massachusetts.
Yeah, bubble.
Vermont.
This
Connecticut.
Is shit,
Montana. New Jersey.
Stop,
Maine.
Stop.
Pennsylvania. God. Wisconsin. Iowa, which tied for 8. But
just
then
name
10.
Off the states we care about.
Okay, fine. We're going to first name off Iowa.
All right. Iowa is 8th place.
Now, Iowa's number 8, which is actually up 3 points from 11.
Yeah.
I don't pay attention to other states.
Yeah,
I don't have that.
Yeah.
Let's see. We have listeners who are in Texas.
Utah.
Texas. Hold on. We'll get to Utah. Texas was number 34 on the list.
Yeehaw!
Utah, 25. So Utah's smarter than Texas.
Yeah. Mormon bastards.
Let's see. What other states we have listeners in here right now? I do know that,
What was Mississippi?
Mississippi? Hey, Mississippi, let go of that one. It's now 48. So, man, Mississippi's in 48.
But there's bad news.
Yeah, we're fucking 49.
Nevada is 49. Nevada, I have a theory about
fucking
this.
Fucking 40 fucking 9. Hold on. California, okay? California is 44.
44. California. This is my theory right here. I think California is a lot... excuse me. I think Nevada is a lot smarter. But I think that what's happened is we've had so much influx of idiots from California that they've drug our ranking down.
You know,
it's
absolutely.
It's California taint.
You and I will both agree. There's a bunch of things that happened, not just because of California. Let's take the actual blame assignment there away from California. Let's just give it to the transient nature of the state. This
You're right.
State
illegal immigration.
That state, people moving in and out of the state. The fact that we are more of a tourist state than anything else. Honestly, there's nothing in this state, you know, aside from tourism. And actually, we'll tie that into something I got to touch on later because, I mean, it's dumbing us down. It really, truly is dumbing us down.
California.
California, immigration, things like that.
And you know what? Where's Oklahoma?
Oklahoma. Let's get to Oklahoma, and then I got a request for Florida. Okies, Muskokies.
Stupid Okies.
39th. Oklahoma is 39th.
Yeehaw! Let's go noodling to celebrate.
Jesus. And Florida ranks at approximately 40th. So Florida's dumber than Oklahoma, dumber than Texas, dumber than Utah, and dumber than Iowa, but smarter than California, Mississippi, and Nevada.
And
by the way, the number 50 state, which was mentioned here earlier with sending all the actors to fight there, New Mexico.
Yeah, you New Mexicans are
New
really
Mexico
smart.
Is the dumbest state. And Albuquerque, it's really weird to think of this, but Albuquerque is one of the worst states right now, worst cities right now.
Why is that?
High crime. Both petty, theft.
My mother drove through Albuquerque on her way.
You know, I've driven through Albuquerque.
She says it's a fucking gigantic slum.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I looked down on Albuquerque when I was at this truck stop. There's a truck stop literally at the top of one of the mountains. You look down, and it's just, eh. Hmm. You drive through, it's just, eh. Nothing all that great. So, yeah. New Mexico's in very bad shape, but fucking 49 for Nevada. That's just wrong, you know. And right now, with the No Child Left Behind Act, with all of these standardized tests.
Which teachers' unions are contemplating suing over.
Yes.
Class action lawsuit against the federal government.
Class action lawsuit against that, because it's just...
It's impossible.
I don't know if I've ever said this on the air, but I have an aunt back in Iowa who's a teacher.
An auntie.
Tomato, tomato, who is a teacher. She's very, 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 very staunch Republican.
Yeah.
When I was back home last February, we got talking, and she leaned over and she says, "So, is your wife as pissed about the No Child Left Behind Act as I am?" And I go, "Huh?" She goes, "I don't like this so much as I'm willing to become a Democrat."
Wow.
And change party lines completely.
Wow.
You know what? And for, I mean, I know you guys, I can't say in 10 words or less why that's an impressive thing for my aunt to say. But it is an impressive thing for my aunt to say.
She's Republican. Typically, it's impressive for all Republicans.
You know, she's not just that. They're like super devout conservative Republicans.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost religion. But
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this just goes to show you, though, Nevada's fucked because, one, I got to say, Clark County does bring it all down because we do have so many problems with the people coming in here.
Californians
and other states.
California. If you're from California, you're dumb.
You know, and a bad driver.
Oh, fuck, man.
Because I've seen it today. I swear to God, I kid you not. Driving on the freeway, getting back and get my driver's license today.
Did you go to Donovan, where I told
you?
Yes,
I did.
How did, what was it?
An hour wait.
Not bad.
Standing in line, hour wait, not bad at all.
Very quick for
a DMV.
For a DMV in Nevada, yes.
Yeah. If I would have actually gone more towards 8 a.m., I probably would have got in and out sooner.
Most definitely.
I was there at 11, in and out in an hour. Cool. I'm on the freeway, driving home, and there's a pickup from California. And then there's a semi in the merging lane that needs to merge in.
So you must have, what you're describing sounds like you're at Cheyenne.
Actually, no, I'm down further, down towards the exit near Levitt's Furniture, the cable company, that area.
The spaghetti bowl.
Right-ho. I'm on I-15.
Yeah.
Okay? So the semi is merging on off of Washington, needing to get over and head south to head to California.
Right.
This pickup truck from California, California plates on it, won't let him over. So he speeds up, the truck speeds up. He slows down, the truck speeds down. I see this all going on ahead of me. I slow down. I'm going 50 now because I'm leaving more than enough room for me to slam my brakes, because what's going to happen next will be messy. The semi-truck, I mean, I saw this about a minute before it happened. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I knew it was going to happen. The semi-truck driver had to literally shove the lady on her cell phone in the pickup from California off the road.
Yeah.
So that way he could get off and not go through the big loop, which would take him 95 south. He had to force this person to move.
Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate, isn't it?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Oh, I know.
Because he had to swerve, and they swerved. And they didn't stop or brake or anything. They just stayed in their lane. He had maybe 30 feet max to do a lane change before he would have started hitting Jersey barriers.
Jesus.
And run off of the freeway.
Unfortunately, in California, that's the way you have to drive.
Yeah, I know, and sad. I mean, here, la, 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 la. You know, she's talking on her cell phone, not paying attention. He's tapped the horn nicely a couple times. He finally lets it blare, cuts him off.
That's an oxymoron, you realize. There is no way to tap a fucking air horn nicely.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, though, is, you know, fuck. You know, it's...
Oh, I know.
If you want to talk about bad Californians, you know, when I was in California... And it's in the middle of the day, and you're on a freeway, and it's just so jam-packed.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, they find car chases as some of the best TV.
Oh, it's fucking great,
it's weird. It's so weird. And you know what? And they're smarter than us, but now, you know, we're being shoved down because, one, we have a state...
Speaking of which...
Hold on. We have a state assembly that doesn't... They drag their fucking heels?
Nevada is fucking apathetic when it comes to politics.
Oh, totally. No one... Other than a few people, like, they would have interviewed...
When I first moved here, it was totally different. Now, nobody gives a shit.
No one gives a shit. Very few people give a shit.
Yeah, I know.
You know, twice this week, it was very weird. Twice this week, I had two people come up to my QB at work. And look at... I keep buttons on my walls, and they're like,
yeah.
Pro-vote this, pro-union, and a bunch of other stuff that I keep on my... bunch of other stuff I keep on my cubicle wall. One of them says, I live here, I work here, I vote here. That's all it says.
Yeah.
It was a button from a rally that I went to.
Very political, yeah. But very nonpartisan.
Very much so. Twice this week, someone came up and said, that's an interesting button. And I said, which one? I live here, I work here, I vote here. I go, well, I do. I'm committed to this state.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, as much as it annoys the fucking thing, I'm committed. I chose to live here.
Right.
I don't know.
People are stupid, man. People are idiots.
What we need to do, though, I mean, in all honesty, in your own states, I don't know, there has to be a way to get more involved, because I know there's a lot of non-parents out there that could give a shit less, but, you know, these are the people who are going to need these dumb kids, and I'm saying that nicely, I really am, who are going to need these dumb kids in the future.
You know what's very interesting, if you want to talk about schooling and education, I was watching something very interesting on the O'Reilly Factor. They were talking about a private school in Harlem costs about $3,000 for students to go to, whatnot.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, very expensive. But since it's also in Harlem, they can get certain parents can qualify for financial aid, you know, for grants.
Yeah, I could just see the voucher system. I want to go to Harlem.
Oh yeah. Well, it's very interesting. The students that they churn out right there have the lowest cases of drug abuse. They're smart. Many of them go on to get scholarships, go on to college, and make quite a good living.
Right.
But it's very interesting. You know what the teacher said? Well, what's the secret you have? You know, O'Reilly was asking, what's the secret you have here, blah, blah, blah. And she said it plain and simple. She goes, this is the last hope. Nobody gives a shit. She goes, with the parents that we have to deal with right there, you know, they do obviously care enough about their kids, more than regular ones, so that's part of it. But more importantly, parents know that what needs to be done to raise a child needs to be done. There's no fucking fear of retribution of why are you making my child work so hard? Why are you doing this right there? They do what needs to get done so the child learns. But they do it at their own pace.
Yes.
And their own certain style per child.
See, and that's one thing that I can respect, you know, is when I talk to, you know, my wife, who's a teacher in the Clark County Schools District, in the system that is 49th. She is so frustrated because she will sit there, and I know I've said this on the air, and I know I've talked to you about it, but she'll sit there, and she has to stand outside and watch students come in and stuff like that. Well, what she will do is when she's standing there and watching this occur, she'll see a parent drop off a student and not say anything. They don't say, I love you. They don't say bye. Don't say, I'll see you at 3. They don't say anything. Kids get out. Kids walk with their meet up with their friends and walk into the school grounds. And to me, that boggles my mind, because I remember the first day of kindergarten when I was walked to school.
Me too.
I remember the daily routine that was my elementary. I still remember bits and pieces of my high school, junior high, and high school.
Well, you know, it's really interesting. Even up to the day when in high school, the final day I ever went to high school, both leaving, you know, and coming home, leaving. Was it? You know, my father was typically there because he was retired. You know, feeding the cat donuts. Anyhow, God, that's another tale in itself. No, seriously. What the fuck?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll give you that in a second. So anyhow, I'm reading somebody's post in the message boards about two.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, like, it's just, like, got all stupid. I don't know.
I know. So anyhow, you know, yeah, before I ever left, you know, I always said, I love your dad. So, you know, oh, okay, fine. But no matter when I first left and when I first got home, or if nobody was there, my parents got home, yeah, there was always some communication of some sort. And to be honest with you, parents, they are just fucking morons. They're completely fucking stupid.
Yes. I will completely agree with that. And not
people
only
are total
stupid,
idiots.
But they're so just wrapped up in their own little world that they're neglecting the fact that they're responsible for another little world.
Dude, totally, and they don't give a shit about that at all.
No, they don't give a shit.
Because they don't truly realize the impact.
You know,
I fucked up yesterday, man. Okay, this is really funny. I now deal with business people only, and some tourists. Most of the tourists that I deal with are hip geeks. So if I tell them what's your IP address, they know, even if they're running Windows 2000 server, they know what the fuck to do. And I don't need to give them step by steps. So that's fucking cool. I love that. But I now have two extensions, because like I'm going to run dual, you know, if I have to go back to the residential side, but I got a new CBS extension for commercial services. So what ends up happening is I accidentally, not paying attention, just going by, ritual, I sign in the wrong queue. And I start getting these residential calls. And I get this guy, and I didn't realize he's a resident. He calls up me and goes, yeah, I've got this problem with my computer. Specifically, if anybody gives a shit to know the geekdom of it, he set up an identity in Outlook Express, forgot the password. Well, I can't help you with that. Well, what am I supposed to do? Well, I don't know. How about calling Microsoft or something? It's not my problem. Well, what do you mean? Okay, it's your computer. You did it. It has nothing to do with me. You have to do it. Can't you reset it? No, I can't. What? It's on your computer. What am I supposed to do with it? I'm just stuck with this? Are you... I go, wait a minute. Are you commercial? No. Oh, let me get rid of you. Click. Got fucking room. But that's the thing. People are fucking nimrods.
Well, not only that, but like what you just described,
and they're
there
very helpless.
Is a great example of one, helplessness, dependency, and not wanting to think things through for themselves.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
I don't know
yes.
about you. I mean, I know from I do know you. I'm going to say this: you put forth your own solutions to problems, even if they're the most fucked up solution in the world to a problem.
Now, by meaning fucked up, we mean Trencher means both encompassing Rube Goldberg,
yes,
which means putting together wacky shit I can think of, up to shit that rivals the extremeness of fucking Hitler's Final Solution.
Exactly.
Not anti-Semitic, but the fact of it's just some cold hard fact of life type shit.
Exactly. Now, okay. The thing here is the fact that, yeah, you will work out a problem. Mm-hmm. You will do that. A lot of these people won't do that. You know, a lot of people won't work out a problem. They won't research. When I'm at work, and I'm going to say this, and I know some of my actual people that I work with who've worked, I guess you could say, below, beside, and under, are probably listening right now.
Oh, yeah.
And I hate saying this, but it frustrates me to no end when someone asks me a question.
Oh, yeah.
And I may not know the answer, and that's okay. You don't have to know every answer to every question.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But when I say, what did you find from this resource? What did you get from that resource? And they give me this attitude like, why in the fuck do I have to look it up?
Oh, I know.
I hate that. And I think to myself,
I can't stand that.
I think to myself, wait a minute. I didn't go to school to learn computers. I pretty much learned by playing around.
Right,
my
self-taught.
Ham radio, yeah, self-taught. My ham radio, self-taught. I, and you can attest to this, you're sitting right in front of it, just one of my bookcases. That's not even the books that, I mean, Dugan, JLD, right now, in the chat room, when you get this a minute and a half later, tell them, how many boxes did you help me move out of the truck, the moving truck, when I moved to my house? How many of them were books? Not my comic book collection, but legitimate books. I read. Now, granted, right now my reading consists of textbooks and stuff like that. And if I do read something stupid, it's like the Robotech novel behind me.
Yeah, I mean, the book, I don't read as much as Trench. I mean, but I read weird stuff, too. Like, right now, I'm reading the Hagakure.
Right. I saw that on your desk.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, okay, fine. You know, I can accept that, you know, some people may not know the answer.
Right.
Because I can't know everything.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not trying to sound ego or anything, but I don't expect myself to know everything.
Yeah.
But I expect myself to have enough, I guess you could say, common sense to go, I need to find this out. Well, my first step is to do this. My second step is to do this. And if I really get desperate, I'm going to know who to ask. I'll know, hey, Vert, I'm having this problem with my computer. I nuked it good. What would you do? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a great idea. Took what he did, took some things I figured out, and it was not this machine, but one of my old machines I locked myself out of. Called him and said, what can I do? He gave me a few ideas. I took some ideas of my own, brainstormed, thought it through, and I got myself back on my computer.
Right.
And then I actually used that when we were in Virginia because someone locked the computer, and I said, oh, that's easy. We just have to do this. 10 seconds later, online.
Right on.
You know, it was that test machine we had, remember?
Right.
So.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, something else, too, right now, the department I'm in right there is completely different. Mm-hmm. When I used to provision equipment, I used a drop-down menu at first. Then I went to a simple AS400 interface where I just said, provision this item. Boom, I was done. I now have to go in and provision through fucking Cisco UBRs and BBSMs and run command line prompts.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know everything just yet. Just yet. I will. One day I will whoop their ass, as I tell everybody. But I have to ask a lot of questions right now because I don't know.
Yeah.
And I fucking hate that. I hate that with a passion.
See, now, yours is... I can tell you...
Because I don't want... No, it's not ego. It's not ego at all. I don't give a shit people realize they don't know or don't know. I don't want to be looked down upon. It's not ego if people think I'm bad or anything. I don't want to be looked in the sense of, you know, where I feel I'm inferior. Mm-hmm. I don't want people to think that I don't want to annoy the fucking shit out of them
because
I keep asking questions. I don't want them to perceive me as one of these assholes.
Right. But you know what? And I think it's going to be different because there's going to be a point where you will stop asking the same questions multiple times.
Oh, yeah. And I've already done that.
You know, what's funny, though, you know, is things like, you know, this radio show. you know, people ask me, so what, you know, how'd you do, you know, did you read a book? I mean, did you? No, I kind of just put it together, figured out what I needed, and searched.
Oh, and people are, it doesn't matter what the fuck it is. If people don't understand it, okay, and you tell them that you put, if you just kind of played around and learned and shit, or you may have caught something here or there, put it together, people look like you've just discovered fucking fire.
Yeah. And it's
for the
funny.
First time.
And I guess that's one thing, bringing it back around.
Dude, how did you make this milkshake, dude? Ah, I just fucking got some milk.
By the way, we're still going to be doing, hold on, total sidetrack though, we are still going to be doing the syrup shakes.
Yes.
The syrup smoothies, but we're holding off for about another week on that.
Probably.
So anyhow, moving back.
But yeah, that's just
when
my
when it comes to people, these parents, you know, like someone said here earlier, it's the TV. You know what?
It's not the fucking TV.
Hold on, let me, I was raised on TV, but it's not just the TV. It was the fact that I knew through my experiences and what was going on in my life and what my parents were doing for me to say, hey, turn that shit off and go outside.
Oh, yeah.
I used to come home from school as a kid, go outside and play for hours on end, come home, watch TV. Eat dinner in front of the television set.
Oh, yeah.
Do what little homework I mustered to do and played.
Yeah.
Even more, you know?
In my opinion right there, now there are some cases of extreme interaction, okay? Like, I don't have the story on this one. But a woman, I think it was on CNN or something like that, a woman may go to fucking prison for up to 10 years because her teen committed suicide. That's a bit fucking extreme. But by the same token, I can understand where, you know what, we have to make parents realize you must take responsibility.
Right.
And you,
now,
and you know what?
Now, putting a parent to jail for their kid shooting someone, no.
We don't know
that. I'm not too keen on that. Depending on circumstances,
right,
it could go anyway.
Right.
But I agree.
Parents need to really take a lot more, pay more attention to both their children to make sure that their children are A, not fuck ups, and B, that they aren't bullies.
Right.
I think that has to be both sides of it right there.
I agree.
Pray, 100%. You know what? Pay attention to your fucking kids right there. Make sure you know what they're doing and they're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
At the same time, don't praise your fucking kids so much that you think they can do no wrong.
Exactly.
I think if we can get both sides of that shit right there to equal out, you know, we'll be fine.
You know, and I feel good knowing that some of my friends who have kids now are doing that.
And I'm even at the point, you know what, I think school uniforms may just be necessary.
I don't know. That can go either way on
that.
It
needs to be equality.
Let's go ahead. Let's take a really quick break, actually.
Yeah, let's go ahead. We haven't had a break yet,
We haven't had a break. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. We do appreciate guys listening.
Yeah.
When we come back,
we'll have comedy aplenty.
More discussion, more humor, more...
more of what you need.
More liquor? Oh, wait, no. She's watching the Cubs game. Spankwagon Radio, only at...
spankwagon.vftp.net.
Get in the chat room, you ninnies. I gotta move.
cliches plastered on your walls. My, aren't you insightful? Sitting in that office with your melon. Sitting on that throne with your big ideas.
On, motherfucker.
All right, we're bringing it on, motherfucker. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back with Spankwagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Ooh. Impressive.
Okay.
Hey, I got a couple bits of Iowa news.
Iowa.
This is something very interesting, actually, I found on the Associated Press.
It's called the Buckeye State, isn't it?
No, Iowa's the Hawkeye State.
The Hawkeye State. It's Ohio. I can spot that crank a mile away.
Sure can't spot much. Okay, this is great. Ashton Kutcher, and his girlfriend, Demi Moore, enjoyed a homecoming weekend with all the Iowa fixings. Pork, Hawkeye football, and chit-chat about children. Kutcher, the co-star, you know, blah, blah, 70s show, grew up in Iowa and briefly attended the University of Iowa.
Wow, another Iowa relation for you.
Oh, yeah.
Proud to be an Iowan, where at least I know there's corn.
And meth. I like this, though, what the mom says. Oh, we had enchiladas and ham, chicken breast, you know, regular Iowa meals. Thank you.
What?
The weird look on your face said it all. Enchiladas and Iowa meal? I think steak, potatoes, corn, and pie. Iowa meal, but...
Did you say pot?
Pie. I said pie.
Well, I know you about your in-laws, but...
basically, though, even the paparazzi started going to the door. The lady, you know, Kutcher's mom told him to leave if they didn't, you know, abide by the wishes. She
his mom
her.
Was there?
Well, his mom lives in Iowa. He brought Demi Moore home to visit mom.
Wow.
Think about that. Think the fuck about that.
Mom, this is my girlfriend right here. I know. I saw you in striptease. In G.I. Jane.
Exactly.
Disclosure.
So, yeah, basically, though, as...
Did you sleep with Robert Redford? I'd do it even if there wasn't $1 million involved. How's my son?
Did he pay you $1 million?
Yeah, I know.
Is Bruce
he comes from good stock.
Bruce paying you $1 million?
He comes from good stock. Yeah. He's got a big Jimmy.
Which is really interesting. I guess what they did is they stayed close to home, rode four-wheelers around, spent quiet time with the family because they couldn't get tickets to the Iowa Hawkeyes homecoming game against Michigan last Saturday.
Wow, fucking cry me a river.
Yeah. Pretty much, though. But it's funny, too, listening to where he lives. Okay, if anybody from, like, fucking Iowa, anybody who's from Iowa.
Anybody's from Iowa, get to the point.
Sorry, I just lost my place. I guess where Ashton Kutcher's mom lives is down in the Amana Colonies, which is, like, this little area that's pure tourist trap. Like, absolute, without a fucking doubt, pure tourist trap. All they are is little craft shops and wine shops and shit like that. So, yeah, I guess his mom lives down there and drinks a lot of wine.
Boone's Farm. For kids.
Yay!
So, basically, I thought that was very weird to hear Demi Moore is hanging out in Iowa with Ashton Kutcher in Iowa. You know, something about that just doesn't even click with me. Because, like, Demi Moore hanging out having enchiladas, which is an Iowa treat, I guess, now.
Iowa treat.
Fucking enchiladas and meth. What the fuck?
Yay!
Oh, my God. People wonder why Iowans are so fucking, like, conservative.
I know you're from Iowa, dude. God.
Yeah, Iowans are conservative, you know, so people come to us, you ever go cow tipping?
Dude, where's my combine?
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, that's...
The International Harvester. Only equaled by it. Its power is only equaled by its mystery. Come on, everybody, let's go to Davenport. Everybody can't see, I just did the Zoltan thing.
The Zoltan thing with his hands. Oh, no, I can just see people from my high school dressing up in bubble wrap.
Davenport.
Jesus Christ.
A little deep.
I need to claim I'm somewhere from cooler places.
Is it red? Then it's not a barn. It's a silo.
And as Reverend Hammer says, yeah, Amana Colonies is a tourist trap, but they have great food, or good food there. Yeah,
Amana Colonies, dude. Great food. Sounds like a modern housing project.
No.
I did one time. I got confused, told people I lived in a housing project. I meant housing tract. People were giving me funny looks. I'm like, don't you live in a housing project? It was a great one, dude. That's true. I really did.
Oh, my God.
Once got confused, you know, like, you know how I, like, stutter and sometimes I'll fuck up sentences and stuff?
Yeah, we know. The whole chat room knows, actually. The irony there.
People like say, no, I'm fine. Like, good deal. All right, you have a good day now. One time, some guy said, like, you need help with all those groceries, sir? He's like, no. I said, all right, you have a good deal now. Guy gave me the weirdest, like, all right, like, stopped and gave me the weirdest fucking look.
It's very funny.
It was.
Hey, by the way, in Toronto, figures, you know, Canada would do this, but they had the rock, paper, scissors world champion. Are some people that desperate for sports? In the eyes of the world, maybe on California's recall election, but the hands will soon be focused on Toronto. The second annual International Rock, Paper, Scissors Championship is set to take place October 25th in Toronto, and more than 1,000 Rochambeau buffs.
Buffs?
Buffs.
How the fuck can you be a Rochambeau buff?
I guess Rochambeau is another name for rock, paper, scissors.
I only heard they called that on South Park.
That's where you get kicked in the nuts. Anyhow, I guess it's Rochambeau is going to be the runner-up prize. Haha, you lose. Kick. Fuck, I'm losing my pace now. Basically, though, the winner of this whole contest, check this out, $7,500.
Fuck!
That's a lot of money just to go, one, two, three.
One, two, three.
Aww.
I would trench your money now.
Yeah, I want 75,000 bucks.
75,000?
Or sorry. Oh, shit. 7,500. Okay. Still.
Who's putting up the money?
Organizer Graham Walker says... experience.
Organizer Graham Walker says, I am Napoleon! Because he's that fucking crazy stupid.
Okay, let me get this quote out here. Now he says, experienced players use all sorts of mind tricks on their
mind opponent. Tricks?
I guess there's
mind
a psych
tricks.
Out. Wait, let's see. Let's see if we can do a psych out. You ready? We're doing a psych out rock, paper, scissors.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, psych out. I win.
Well, he grabbed his nipple. I lost that one.
I didn't grab my nipple. I pointed at it.
I love this, though. I gotta love it. Hold on. Let me read this here.
Yeah.
Experienced players use all sorts of mind tricks on their opponents. Last year's winner, Peter Lovering, makes a habit of keeping a cowboy hat over his eyes so he can't see his opponent's faces. Okay.
All right.
Others use the avalanche method and throw rock after rock after rock.
The avalanche method?
The avalanche method? They just throw rock after rock after rock.
That's the fucking stupidest thing I've ever heard of, dude. I'm surprised there isn't like a, you can Rochambeau better today, you know, like a fucking, you know, James Coburn selling shit.
Walker also says rock, paper, scissors is mainly used as a decision-making vehicle. Yeah, I'll agree to that, actually.
All right, yeah.
But doesn't think it should be used to, say, solve political issues such as California's recall election. Hey!
Paper, rock, stone.
Paper, rock, stone?
Oh, wait, never mind.
You forgot the scissors there, Arnold. Don't run with scissors.
I apologize about the scissors not coming out until now.
Paper, rock, stone. Yeah.
My rock is bigger than your rock. I win.
I will drive my Hummer over your rock.
Yes.
You will get scissors to flatten my tire.
Paper,
I will file
rocks.
Paper after you called litigation.
Paper, rock, stone, Hummer.
Let's see. Instead of paper, we have litigation. So we have litigation. litigation, crack rocks. So litigation, crack, and what for scissors? Needles. There you go. Got California's version right there. Or Florida's.
Ooh, Florida, yeah. I love that one cartoon, man. It shows like this fucking jester.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's all crushed when like one bug eye goes, I feel as though great weight has been lifted. It's like Schwarzenegger lifting a 16-pound political weight off of him. It says, you know, political foolishness.
Yep.
You had to read it. It's on Kegel. It's late MSN.
Ah. Chizad says here, the Masturbation World Championships can't be that far off.
It's returning champion, Harry Palms!
You know, I could just see it.
It's actually a Cheech and Chong skit, if anybody doesn't know.
You know what? I could just see it, though, the World Championships. It's going to be like shooting the water gun into Target to make the balloon grow bigger,
oh,
you know?
God.
You jack off into the Target to make the condom blow up.
Who can shoot his load the farthest? Been saving for 2 weeks. Blows a nut out.
It's like the hammer toss, you know, that says spin in circles.
Some dude coming spinning around.
And the judges run over to go measure, and they slip on the last entrant. Wah!
Up next is the 50-meter putt pole.
They just get a bunch of trailer park sluts, have a wine tasting contest.
Oh, that's fucking nasty. It cuts my mouth like really well. It's got a vicious aftertaste, though. I can tell he's French Canadian. This must be German. Tastes like sauerkraut.
Oh my god.
Man, that was thick. I might have to eat a slice of bread to get it out the back of my throat. Woo-wee! I tell you, that's not going down till he's right there. Oh, he must be gay. This tastes like fruit.
No, ma'am, that's Semenex. You have just been in a new blind taste test.
Carbonated jizz. What's up with chunky cum?
Oh, my God. I think I'm going to... No. Oh, shit, dude.
It's, I can still taste it. Feels like it's in the back of my sinuses. Gotta... Keep shoving Q-tips in my ears.
Oh, my God.
Do you have a bran muffin? That white bread ain't working.
Oh, shit. Stop. Stop now. Please.
Oh, I don't need that blueberry.
Oh, God, stop.
I don't need blueberries and cream in the back of my mouth.
Oh, yuck. Oh, my God. Yeah, thanks. Who was it that said something about that? Jazad, was it? Yeah. Fuck you. Oh, my God.
That shit is just sticky. I could put up wallpaper with that.
Oh, my God. I guess that puts a whole new meaning to jack of all trades.
The jack of all trades. Wallpaper. A new infomercial. It's come!
Wait. Hi, Billy Mays here for new automatic stick wallpaper you can make yourself!
That's right. All you have to do the night before is eat a bunch of starchy food.
Have some potatoes! Have some more! Mix it in with water, you can dilute it for the whole family to have fun with!
Yay!
See, like the family dog? Ruff! He's like this little black dog covered in cum. Looks like he's been fucking TP'd this fucking big old gobs and ropes of jizz. There's the fucking cat, man. The cat's covered in cum, too, man. Except for, you know what? It's like when you put that fucking harness on the cat. Big old rope of cum on the cat's back. And the cat's like walking down the ground like he's got a 50-pound weight on his back. Some big old dude in the front yard, man, just coming, spinning around, shooting jizz all over the lawn.
Now, can you imagine, though, you're hiring people to put up wallpaper? Hey, my name's Steve. I brought Jeremy!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our old gig didn't work out. We used to be ranch hands. Oh, what's your reference? Circle Jerk Ranch? Bunch of dudes coming in. It's not cum toast, it's a job.
Oh, my God. Okay. I think I'm going to die here. I mean,
yeah, don't give me toast to put it down, man. Worse than getting crumbs in a butter tub. Right in my throat.
But does it take the stains out of clothes?
I don't know. Ask Monica. Apparently not. Only if you're wearing white.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I got spaghetti sauce in my white blouse. Henry, come here. I need a little bit of man seed to cover that up. I ain't wearing no post-it pattern.
Come, it's what's for dinner.
Okay, we're done. Because the next thing you're going to say, there's a theme to come.
There's a theme to come. Wow, wow, bow. What would the theme to come be?
I don't care. It'd be a bad porno music. You know, bad 70s, 80s porno disco music.
It'd be Marky Mark. Yeah. Marky Mark would be a good spokesman for that.
Marky Mark.
Yeah.
It's such a cool vibration. Feel it.
Right. Bobby B, slide it down.
Chazette says, two fucking words, Peter fucking North. Or two words, Peter fucking North.
Jesus, right? Yeah, man. That guy right there, that son of a bitch can shoot a load like, you know, 10 feet, dude. That guy, I've seen him, like, you know, he'll give facials, dude. It looks like somebody's poking a chick in the face. Peter North comes a lot,
boom,
dude.
How'd they die? Blunt force.
Oh, don't even hand me that urban legend. Did you hear the one about the chick that fucked a horse? Horse came so hard it blew a hole in her uterus. What? I just had a fucking coworker tell me that. But yeah, you can imagine that, you know. You know, cause of death, asphyxiation. By organic substance. Fluid.
Organic biological fluid.
Yeah. I love that too, man. I've heard. That's, I gotta tell you, man. This is a fucking story. A coworker at work who was like a total fucking know-it-all. One day we got in this book. Everybody like was talking. It was like a fucking, you know, all men day. No women were there. No supervisors. We fucking started talking about Bukkake. It's one of the best conversation killers. You know, Bukkake films are illegal because, you know, it's considered biological waste when that many men get together to make that much biological fluid. Yeah, and this helps me by knowing this how.
Well, you'll wear a hazmat suit the first time you go to a circle jerk?
Fuck.
Hey, I don't know.
Now I can picture it's just the fucking theme to Beef, man, with a bunch of fucking chicks in bikinis. Yay! Which, the Bellagio fountains. Okay.
Well, they'll replace with water for... Oh.
Ooh.
Is it me or is that spray salty?
Yeah. It's sea spray.
Okay, wait, no, that's bad.
I'd love to see that.
Let's get back on track, actually.
Hello, I'm Mr. Ed. It's on the roof of my mouth.
Mr. Ed porn.
Give me some bread.
Oh, my God.
New vanilla flavor.
You done yet?
Not so semen by Pepsi.
Damn.
Semen twist.
Ew.
It's got lemon in it.
Ew. Fruity.
Billy Mays here for OxyCum.
You already did that one.
No, we didn't do OxyCum.
Well, not OxyCum. Hey, real quick, another topic here. Totally changing topic now that they can breathe.
Did you know Doritos will Lester cause anal leakage?
Absolutely.
Drip, drip, plop, plop.
That's why you don't fucking... The whole Lester thing, when it hit, like, in the mid-90s,
yeah.
See, Iowa, Waterloo was like a test market. People I knew were going, oh, yeah, let's try this. Yum, 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 yum. Oh, my ass! And they were just... It was like, hey...
Really? For real?
You want to go hang out? I can't. What's wrong? I haven't stopped shitting for a day and a half. What the fuck do you eat? Those chips. That's all I've had.
Are these, like, free someplace?
Dude, we were buying them. I didn't buy them because I... Had this something in the back of my head said,
don't eat.
Exactly. Don't do it.
Don't touch the chips.
You know, but someone had those Alestra chips. Oh my God, they were stuck in a toilet. I mean, it was. And then the news came out like 2020, Alestra, blah, 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 blah. And they were talking about these people in Iowa. Go figure. And yeah, crystal semen. Clear semen didn't quite work out.
Crystal semen. Now I can picture Sammy Hagar singing over it.
Right now! Get your own Bukkake shot in the eye! Right now!
Oh, jeez. But, no,
my favorite
that
was crystal
Lester,
gravy.
Yeah, that Lester stuff, though, man. I knew one guy had some chips, and they just, oh, bad.
Ooh.
Really, really bad.
Let's get some
Lester. And it's every time they try to make a synthetic fat.
Yeah.
If you think about it, every single time they've attempted to make...
All it does is lubricate your digestive tract.
Yeah. It's no good, you know?
Yeah.
Speaking of chips and stuff like that, let's go to this convenience store story in Omaha, Nebraska. A convenience store clerk laughed in the face of fear and in the face of a would-be robber. Brown, the clerk, Jamie Brown actually was the clerk, behind an inch of bullet-resistant glass when an armed robber entered the store. He laughed at the man and then flipped a switch, locking all doors in the store. Brown also closed the cash register and dialed 911. Brown said the would-be robber begged to be let out and kicked at the door, but it wouldn't budge. The bandit eventually found a door that led to the garage, where he escaped through a window in the garage.
Yeah.
One of those convenience store slash...
Yeah, service station.
Service stations. Full-on service station. Very rare out here.
Yeah, actually, yeah, yeah.
But it was a full-on service station. So think about this. Fucking one-inch bulletproof glass. Now, I know a place like this. Like, there was an Amoco on University Avenue back home that had, like, this fucking one-inch bulletproof glass. But it was on these sliding tracks that they could pin down.
That shit doesn't make any sense
but
to me.
What about just keep the sliding tracks open all the time?
Why don't you just, like, take the gun and fire through the fucking drywall below that glass?
You know?
That's why bulletproof glass doesn't impress me. Oh, there's drywall right there.
I remember Kevin used to work at a service station on the east side of town. And it didn't have necessarily bulletproof glass, but what it had was this big glass thing. I kid you not, it was, like, held up on the ends. Like, it was, like, 12 foot long. And it was only held up on the ends. There was no supporting posts in the middle except these little 2-inch brackets in the middle that just kind of kept him sliding back and forth.
Yeah.
But you just reach up and over, and you can go ahead and shoot someone. It wasn't even bulletproof glass, but yet he still had a hole that he did transactions through. I'm like, Kevin, what's the point of this? He goes, I think it looks good, and I think it's supposed to intimidate somebody. I suppose if they were drunk enough, it would stop them.
Yeah.
But if they're dedicated to the cause, I'm fucked.
God. I just love the fucking logic of people like that.
Yeah. And, you know, that gas station got robbed, like, the day after he quit. He quit, and the place got robbed.
Wow.
He's like, I'm lucky.
That's pretty good. But yeah, the person get killed?
No.
Raped?
No.
Sodomized?
No.
Savagely, brutally beaten?
No.
Injured?
No.
Traumatized?
No.
Okay.
Just robbed. All give right. him the money. Gotta go buy. Yeah, but think about this, though. As you said with the drywall, how come the state found that it, you know, it locks all the doors, but the one at the service bay? Don't!
That's too bad. I'd love to have seen that guy get caught and then watched it on tape.
Those are the best. They have those at banks, because banks, if you really, really pay attention,
yeah.
A lot of the newer banks, you have these double doors that are, like, not like 5 feet apart, but like 10 feet
they're
apart.
They're nice and friendly, and they're supposed to look like windbreakers.
So you open up the doors, they close behind you before you even hit the second set of doors. And they're on a piston track, you know, like a regular air piston, like most doors are.
Mm-hmm.
But they're slow openers. Intentionally slow openers. You get robbed, they hit those first doors, which open normal. Hit the second, before they can hit the second doors, you've locked them down. By the time they can turn around and get back to the main doors, you've locked them down, and now they're in a bulletproof glass vault.
Cool. At which
roof,
point they should be killed.
Floor, walls, ceiling, you know,
dropping
everything.
Gas.
Hey, maybe.
Do some serious Dr. No kind of shit.
Maybe. So, yeah, I mean, that kind of shit's cool. You know, this guy, you know, the store clerk going, ha, ha, ha!
That's got to be even
that's
worse,
funny,
dude.
But
taunting the guy.
Taunt the guy. He's laughing at the guy.
You can't get out.
Boom, my knee!
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Like, maybe we're wrong. Maybe we are absolutely totally wrong, and they've actually bulletproofed the whole entire cage. Because that's what it is a cage.
We could be wrong. We could be wrong. I doubt it. We're never wrong. We
I don't know.
Are Spankwagon Radio.
I suppose
oh, yeah. Spankwagon.vftp.net. We're not wrong.
I suppose I better look that up on the internet, huh?
What?
Well, the answer.
Yeah, Spankwagon.
Well, Spankwagon's on the internet. I'm going to look it up the answer, though.
What's the one we find out? Let's go rob a gas station.
You get the gun.
This is a science experiment.
No. Don't you want money? No, we just want to shoot your knees.
Yeah. Okay, don't move.
I don't know why I clipped this article. It looked funny when I saw it, but now it just doesn't look funny.
What is it?
Well, a train hit a bicycle that was left on a railway track in Fukawa, Japan, causing the train to come to a halt. The train did not sustain any major damage, of course, and it resumed operations about 4 minutes later.
Why the hell is that funny to you?
I don't know. It just sounded funny when I saw the headline to the article about, you know, train hits bicycle hits train suffers no damage. Something about this just kind of got me... I don't know. I can't figure it out, but I copied
it. Congratulations, dude. The actual act of you, like, recording this was granted a good laugh. Far better, of course, than the actual article itself.
Way far better, but... Can I get those?
Sure. Just for you.
Thank you. Speaking of which, why don't we go ahead and do something that I know everybody's been waiting for, and then we'll cut to a break.
Circle jerk!
Oh, hell no. Get the fuck out of my house, Billy Mays.
Billy Mays here. Feel the amazing power of biting the biscuit.
I think it's time for...
Mad Props!
Mad Props!
Oh my god, you know what I totally forgot?
What?
I forgot to bring in our religious commentator.
Oh shit.
I totally spaced off bringing
damn
in our religious
you,
commentator.
Damn you. We'll have to do that for next week.
Next week we'll have to bring in the religious commentator. He would love this. So... Mm. Mad props. Let's first off give mad props to us. We're here. Yeah!
Mad props to us.
Let's give mad props for joining the chat room, Benny.
Mad props.
Let's give mad props to someone who should be doing this at home. But see, I realized I forgot to mail it out to him, so he doesn't have his click liquor pop yet.
Fucker,
I fucked up. Chizad!
Mad props.
I don't know who they are. They came into the room, supposedly because Reverend drug them here by their short and curlies. Let's say hello to Furry Curry!
Mad props. Wait, furry, dude. Are you like Yiffy?
Furry Curry? I don't know.
It's not one of them furries. Oh, something awful. Bad link, dude. Pregnant furry hentai.
God, what's next? Pregnant furry hentai fisting from a horse.
Dude, it's fucking horrible.
Weird. Let's give mad props to the man who's, well, he's always here. He used to record, but now he just brings people in by their short and curlies. Reverend Hammer!
Mad props. The pube dragger.
Let's say a big hello to the man who provides the bandwidth to run the website that gets no links on a regular basis. Virtual One.
Mad props.
And this man went to a university in Iowa, did not make the meth, but he was a computer geek anyway. The curse.
Mad props.
Tee.
Let's also give mad props to someone who was here a little bit ago, but left because, well, you know, their shift's over and they listen to us at work, thus contaminating the work environment with our
humor.
The JLD.
Mad props.
And he was here for a moment, and then he left, but it's because of his natural distaste for internet radio shows and talk radio shows together as a whole. So wow. I discussed with him. Timmy!
Mad props.
All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We'll be back here with Spankwagon Radio in a bit.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net. Don't you forget it. We'll be back, so don't go nowhere.
And it just left you full of humiliated confusion. So you stagger back home and wait for nothing. But the solitary refinement of your room spits you back out onto the street. And now you're desperate and in need of human contact. And then you meet me and your whole world changes. Because everything I say is everything you've ever wanted to hear. So you drop all your defenses and you drop all your fears. And you trust me completely. I'm perfect in every way. As I make you feel so strong and so powerful inside, you feel so lucky. But your ego obscures reality and you never bother to wonder why things are going so well. You wanna know why? 'Cause I'm a liar! Smile and understanding eyes. And I'll tell you things that you already know, so you can say, I really identify with you so much. And all the time that you're needing me is just the time that I'm bleeding you. Don't you get it yet? I'll come to you like an affliction, but I'll leave you like an addiction. You'll never forget me. You wanna know why? 'Cause I'm a liar.
they're stronger than truth. I can't believe I ever hurt you. I swear, I will never lie to you again. Please, just give me one more chance. I will never lie to you again. I swear, I will never tell a lie. I will never tell a lie. No, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
Only found at
SpankWagon.
Shit, I can't do it. I'm going to go fucking raw. SpankWagon.vftp.net.
Fucking raw.
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 Raw like furry's favorite animal, which is?
Yeah, furry. Curry. What animal are you?
No,
if you're
furry curry.
Furry curry.
Furry, comma curry. It's furry curry.
Furry curry. We're curious. What animal are you?
Yeah, what animal? Probably like a bee. How sting you? How sting you?
Well, we don't know if Furry Curry is a dude yet. There's a good fucking chance, like everybody else on the internet.
I don't know. Like everybody else on the internet. True. Well, it's also like Smack. You know, Smack was hitting on a dude once.
Oh, dude. That was, ooh, as a matter of fact, it was...
Toon.
No, it was Toe.
No, it was Toon.
No, it wasn't.
Toe was laughing, going, you know, and every one of us were kind of going...
Was it Toe?
It was.
I always get the two confused.
Well, they were both like listening from the get-go once we started selling this to the Ars Anime group.
Yeah.
But it was Toon. And because Toon, remember, would always bitch about our music.
Yeah.
Play more. Who was it?
It was I Cry When Angels. Chop Suey.
Yeah. Play Chop Suey. Play Chop Suey.
What here, Chop Suey? What here, Chop Suey? Play Chop Suey. Play Chop Suey.
Fuck it. Buy the CD.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, let's move on. Actually, a little more serious topics here because I got a fucking rant. Again, Iowa is making some interesting news articles and interesting links and combos today here because they have done something I think was the stupidest thing that they could do. Blackhawk County, Waterloo, Iowa.
Legalized crank.
They legalized gambling.
Really?
66% voted yes, which means now that there's a couple businesses, one in particular, they want to build what's going to be called the Moat Boat.
The Moat Boat.
Riverboat Casino that sits on its own man-made lake.
Dude, you people have the worst fucking A ideas, B names.
Well, no, the Moat Boat is sort of like the spaghetti bowl. It's something that was coined and then run away with.
The Moat Boat.
What the fuck is... Okay, here...
We're going to sail the Moat Boat to see the Cattle Congress. Arr.
No, it's not on the river. They can't. Now downtown.
The lake. They can go around it.
No, they can't.
Hey, Disneyland. Okay, let Disneyland.
No, let me explain the geographic restrictions here. The moat boat.
Water? Yes, thank you.
Lack thereof. The moat boat is built on the south side of town, about 5 miles away from the river. The river, the people who are like part of the downtown rebuild and all that good shit, wants, they say, well, they're going to build one. We're going to build one, too. So they're now talking not one, but two riverboats. Oh, and not to mention the National Cattle Congress, the one you make fun of so fucking often, and the actual Greyhound Park dog track, they want to put in slot machines at the dog track now.
Stupid.
Fuck, people. There's only 100,000 people in the Waterloo-Cedar Falls metropolitan area. It's not even really considered metropolitan. It's Waterloo and Cedar Falls sort of kind of a village, but we have a university area.
Yeah, I know.
And they want to put all these fucking casinos. I'm from Las Vegas now. I'm not saying from Las Vegas. I'm in Las Vegas now. I've lived here for technically 4 years. And you know what I have learned?
Don't touch hot steering wheel.
Well, also, and don't step on electric grates on down the strip.
When it's raining.
When it's raining.
Walk on pavement barefoot.
Yeah, that's true.
Make sure your car has air conditioning.
And if you're going to have kids, the car, it doesn't necessarily...
Don't leave them in there. Leave them there. Yeah.
No, what I've learned is that the fucking casinos and the fucking industry that is won't do what they're promising these people.
Oh, hell
to do.
No. It barely does that shit here.
Here's what they're talking. First
if
off,
at all.
They want to build a proposed $80 million riverboat with hotel complex on a man-made lake near Lost Island Adventure Park, water park in Waterloo.
Lost Island?
Yeah. It's a really cool water park, actually. I'll give it kudos for that. It's actually, I would almost say it's cooler than Wet and Wild.
I've never been to Wet and Wild. I've been to Raging Waters. What's it like compared to Raging Waters?
I don't know Raging Waters, so I can't give a comparison there.
Jesus Christ.
But here's the thing. Here's the fucking kicker. They're talking about all this money. There's millions of they're going to kick back into the community and ease up on tax burdens. And, you know, the mayor is brainwashed on this. I think voters in Waterloo have spoken, Roof said. They believe property tax, 700 jobs, and $800 million in private investment is something we need. Not in a casino! You're not gaining any fucking money here!
No, you're not.
You are going to get this money. $800 million in private investment, great. But that's going to be doled out, people are going to be employed, and you're going to watch this huge black hole. I mean, if
right,
anybody's
because
played
that
SimCity...
That money leaves your community.
Absolutely leaves your community. It won't stay. Sure, there's going to be kickbacks for the community. There's going to be the property taxes, tax reliefs, and stuff like that. But then there's going to be the special interest taxes that won't get applied.
Right.
There's going to be the business taxes that won't get applied. Because they'll switch themselves from a business venture to an entertainment venture... Like that, without a doubt. It's going to really ruin Waterloo. I'm almost sad to say, aside from going and visiting friends there, I will probably have no interest in going back to Waterloo.
Well, you don't now.
Well, I don't really now, no. But, I mean, this is even more so. Because when I go home, you know what I like to do?
Cow tipping.
No, that's only you Californians who like to do that out there.
Crystal methamphetamines.
Some days. But
shuck corn.
Hey, there you go. Yeehaw! Moving on.
Detassel.
Okay, you're killing it now. What I'm saying is, though, is I want to relax. I want to get away from what Vegas is.
Shit, man.
And by building this fucking hotel...
Dude, you could do that, like, here in Nevada, man.
I know I could. But there's something about going home. Now when I go home,
Nevada is your home.
The first time I go back to Iowa, I'll use your terms. The first time I go back to Iowa, and one of my friends says, hey, let's go to the casino. You could check out our casino. Fuck you! I've seen the best... of the absolute fucking best in mega resort casinos.
Right.
I don't need some little wannabe, not even good enough to be an Indian casino. I don't want to deal with that. And I'm sorry, but anybody in Waterloo, Cedar Falls area, you're going to see something happen. I was going to say, it's like SimCity. When you have one block go bad, and they kind of brown out all around that block, you know,
oh,
everything
yeah.
starts devaluing, you're going to fucking see that shit go on in fucking Waterloo.
And you know what?
You're going to see crime rates go through the fucking roof. You're going to you're going to see problem gambling. I mean, people don't believe...
Problem gambling is serious.
Horrible.
Most definitely.
Okay, we already have enough problems with people and the alcohol laws and the fucking drunk driving and the fucking
losers.
Dude, it's going to get worse. And you know who's really, truly going to latch on to the whole casino? Fuck the hotel. Our hotel occupancy rates in Iowa, and Waterloo in particular, are never above 20% unless it's something like the NCAA wrestling events that go on in Waterloo.
Not even cattle congressman can pull in that kind of pull.
Congressman. No, no one can pull in an occupancy rate enough to actually fill these hotels. I'm sorry, it's just not going to happen. And it's not going to be as great as people think. These jobs, yeah, 700 fucking jobs, aren't going to be so low-paying. They're going to be fucking ununion, because it's going to be damn near impossible to try to pull the culinary union
fuck,
in there
you
right
know
away.
It. You know it.
You know? I mean, sure, the UAW is fairly strong. They're not super strong, but
fairly
strong.
On top of that, let's start this way. Even Trich is getting into that aspect right there. Okay, he's saying once it's complete.
Right off
the bat, you're going to have problems. Because you're going to have migrant construction workers that come in to build the damn thing. You're not going to have locals.
You're not going to have locals. You're going to have the migrant construction workers that are going to come in and build the thing. I mean, it's going to be cool to have, because you're going to say, ooh, we're upscale.
Nah.
Guys, I gotta say
Trust
this.
Trust me, it's not upscale.
I gotta say this. Vegas, I love Vegas. Anybody who knows that I'm out here, you know, I get homesick. It's obvious. Mm-hmm. It's a given.
And even I like say no to casinos and neighborhoods. I've been to protests about that too.
Yeah. And the thing with it is, you get outside of the Strip. Great. Strip is awesome. But you get outside of the Strip. Hell, let's not even say outside of the Strip. Let's say you head to the south or north end of the Strip. Near Circus and all those casinos,
yeah,
it gets a little slummier. But right behind the Strip, Industrial, Colval, two of the first major streets right behind that Strip.
Oh, Jesus.
On either side, east and west.
They call that Crack Alley.
Crack Alley. It's going to be fucking deplorable. And then you get a little bit outside of that, and you know what it turns into? Redneck. Pure and simple, Vegas for the most part, aside from a couple distinct neighborhoods, Summerlin, Green Valley, Redneck.
And your boat is actually your moat is actually an industrial area that has to keep the poor people out.
And that's
what
it is.
From your it goes casino, slum, low class, poor white trash type shit like that, you know? Not just white trash, because even that's actually a racist statement. But you have a lot of low class slum, low class people right there.
Yes.
Low income people. A lot of Section 8, and then you have typically have some sort of an industrial, if not commercial area, that goes on for a while, and then you start getting back into decent middle to upper middle class residential housing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One thing, if you really want to see how this works, it's very interesting. Anytime you're in a major city, when you're in Waterloo, Cedar Rapids, cities like that, look at what's around the freeway. When it comes to housing, not commercial, because commercial sort of exempt. Commercial exists on its own. But look at what kind of housing you have in around freeway areas. Casinos are a freeway area. Casinos bring that kind of
That traffic almost.
That transient traffic. So I'll tell you, anybody who's back home in Waterloo, or as I'm calling Waterhole fucking Iowa right now, with your little moat boat, I know you guys, 66% of you wanted it. 66% of you say gaming is good.
Gaming is bad, believe
us. Gaming has too many negative aspects. You can ask the Meskwakis. You can ask the Indian Reservation casinos out there. The one down in Des Moines and the one over in Tama. They don't give out to only but a handful. I'm being too specific.
No, you're not.
But they don't give out to the whole tribe. They only give out to who they think needs it. They're very selective.
Right. At the same, like California's gaming industry right there, I think it's like less... It's like 126 tribal council members, and according to federal law, only like 1,200 people in the entire state of California are entitled to that kind of money. Yeah. That money. Period.
By the way,
that
if
are fairly recognized tribes.
Someone here is referring to the good block, bad block, drug block, porno block. It's not really blocks here; it's the areas. But you get these areas where, you know, it is.
Now Vegas is interesting because
we have it all in strips.
Right.
We have the Boulder Highway Strip. We have, Vegas
for
Strip.
For gaming. But what's interesting about Vegas, too, is in a lot of areas, specifically East St. Louis area, the neighborhood behind this.
It's where we had our New Year's show.
Right. A lot of those areas back there, people are tired of the poor people, and Vegas has actually made many moves. They're actually condemning a lot of low-class apartment buildings to make room for the slums to be affordable housing for middle-income people.
Middle-income, and also they're finally starting to realize the benefits of building up. So downtown is selling a lot of more property lately to build high-rises.
It's estimated that a lot of apartments are going to be high-rises here now.
And one thing I will say because of the fact that it's easier and space constraints and land constraints, stuff like that. But anyhow, what you're going to see, and I hate saying it, but anybody who's from Waterloo, and I know I'm excluding so many listeners right now, and I apologize for this, but we had three fat old homeless ladies. One was bald, the other two were, they were all three homeless.
Yeah.
I think one has died since I've moved, but they were the three famous homeless ladies of Waterloo. Everybody knew of the three homeless ladies of Waterloo. You're going to see an influx. of these kind of people. Now, and I'm not saying kind because they actually did well for themselves. They made sure they kept clean and had a place to stay, and they ate, you know, normal food, and they never begged. Never once did they ever beg. That to me is notable. You know, that to me is.
But what's
going to
happen?
But what's going to happen is you're going to get people who are going to lose their fucking asses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to fucking lose their goddamn asses. They're going to move there to fucking Waterloo. They're going to bring down Waterloo's property. Cedar Falls is going to go quite on a bender of saying, you know, we're fucking Cedar Falls. We're the upscale. So if Cedar Falls is going to redeem themselves, but they're going to alienate in the long term with the county. Hudson, these small fucking corn towns around, no. Not much is going to happen to them, except they're going to see something that happened before, and that's going to be more more ethnicity moving in, pure and simple.
Yeah. But to be honest with you, yeah, you're going to have people that come there, lose it, and get stuck. Yeah. You're going to have poor people that are in shitty situations come there thinking they might do better.
And crime. If anybody knows anything about the shit they pulled when they opened IBP up and they were bringing in homeless, fucking homeless they were picking up in the streets of South Carolina to work there, and they trashed out hotels that they were being put in, it's going to be this all over again. You know, Waterloo's going to get fucking put back on 2020 for this shit. And it's going to happen. Another thing I want to say, you're on a reservation, okay? So you know what it's like. You're seeing this.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I love living in Vegas because it's a 24-hour. I love the mentality of Vegas.
The mentality of Vegas is
great.
But
at the same time, Vegas is Shangri-La. It's very interesting right there. And Schwarzenegger agrees. Schwarzenegger does not like gaming. He in the sense of coming into California, and I gotta agree. Gaming is good. Vice is good. Vice is profitable for
the people who can control it.
Right, but control is the first thing, number one. And two, you have to have limited access. It should not be easy for you to game. Now, hear me out.
I'll listen.
You can get the same kind of money having remote gaming where people have to travel, be it by whatever mode of transportation, you know, cars or planes. I'm not going to say trains because we have no fucking rails here now for passenger, freight only. But people will save up, you know, they look forward to going to Vegas. Even if they lose their ass, and not always the case, a lot of people max out their credit cards or cash advances. Even if they like lose their ass or something right there, point is typically they've saved up and they've had their fun, and guess what? It's time for you to leave. Please go. Mm-hmm. And they do. And it's they can keep it under control for themselves because it's hard to get here.
Anybody who's been to Vegas, anybody who wants me to point it out to them on a weekend, I can show you that very dichotomy happening, because on Friday, all the traffic is coming in, quite literally. Claude and I had this discussion last week. But the traffic is always coming in from the south, so traffic is coming in from California.
From California.
And on Sunday, traffic is heading back to California.
Oh, yeah.
And it turns a four-hour drive into an eight- or more-hour drive.
Oh, yeah. So, which they are working on resolve as well. They're going to pave that. It's going to be a four-lane highway from here to Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Thank God it's about time.
Something, yes.
Anyhow, the thing about it is...
Two-lane between here and L.A. What?
That's insane, dude. I hate that. That's dangerous. With no emergency lane, only soft shoulder for like 300 miles. Anyhow, what it is, in all honesty right there, is, yeah, gaming is... If you can't control gaming, okay, if you don't have it in a controlled fucking environment, and you know what? I don't like corporations to run gaming right there. I don't think they're the best of people right there because of the way they sometimes treat their employees. However, they took their cues from the shady businessmen, mob type figures, mm-hmm. who knew how to run it through basically intimidation of don't fuck it up. I'm in control. Mm-hmm. They took that kind of learning and they ran with it, and that's what helps build a successful operation. Gaming has failed many times over. One of the best examples of how gaming can fail is Biloxi, Mississippi. You have abandoned casinos. I mean, imagine seeing strip-style casinos.
Matter of fact, a lot of them are actually owned by corporations that are from Vegas, such as the Stations.
Actually,
Station
many,
casinos.
Even many Indian casinos.
St. Louis.
Yes. Even many Indian casinos on reservations, on Indian land, or Indian-owned casinos, quote-unquote, are not owned by tribes. They are actually owned by gaming corporations that lease the land from the tribes and pay them a small percentage. Mm-hmm. Even then, that money goes back to the corporations, and not even the tribes see the benefit, let alone communities off the reservation.
Mm-hmm. And as Furry says, in the winter, it's usually the poorest people and Indians on welfare that are in there. And you know what? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know,
Furry Curry, where the hell are you at?
Yeah, where are you at, by the way? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're pointing out a lot of stuff. I mean, if you really look at it, now, there's a couple successful casinos in Iowa, you know, that do cater, like the ones around, there's one, you know, the Tama one was pretty successful.
Yeah.
A lot of money. Started out as a bingo.
Bingo parlor?
Bingo parlor, and then grew from there. And it was successful. And, you know, I've never been to that one, but I went up to one in Minnesota, Crystal Lake, when I was 18 years old. And I thought it was pretty much a hoot to gamble. Woohoo. Realized when I lost, I'm like, okay, now what do I do? I'm stuck here. Or, you know, not really stuck here because I'm like, okay, that was a great hour. What do I do now?
Yeah.
You know, there was nothing else.
And what's really funny, too, is a lot of people honestly can't believe this, but it's actually true. I've lived here in Vegas for going on 8 years now. I've never gambled once.
See, and I have a hard time believing that, but it's true. I've never seen him gamble.
Yeah, I don't gamble.
He'll see me grab a quarter if I have a quarter and put in a machine, and that's
and
it.
I just stand there.
I don't even really go out and gamble anymore. I used to take maybe $5 and go out and blow it.
Yeah.
And what the wife and I would do, and I've said this before, but I'd blow $5 at a casino, and that was it. That was it. My wife would blow $5, and that's it. Western Montana. Okay. Hey, what are you, Nez Perce? Thinking about what's in Western Montana.
I don't know.
Nez Perce is the only thing that pops into my mind.
I don't know. I don't have my listing of tribes with me. No. In case Furry Curry, I don't have my papers right there, but actually I can go. I probably go ahead and press them. My lineage comes from great grandmother, and that's Eastern Band of Cherokees.
So you know, Claude here can't get drunk.
Actually, no. Trench has seen me. I have too much. I actually have enough native blood in me from my Cherokee great grandmother. Firewater will just kill me, man. I will get drunk, A, too quick, and B, I will become violently ill.
Mm-hmm. Violently ill. It's like as if he's ate McDonald's. Same sort of outcome.
Some McGriddles.
So anyhow.
Yeah.
Waterloo, I'm sorry.
But
you
made
this
a
yourself.
Huge mistake.
You've made a mistake, and I don't know what to say, really, other than...
They're going to have to... You know what?
It's
going to
be sad.
They won't learn from example,
no.
And everybody thinks that gaming is this magical pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. And it's
not happening.
You know
what? It's because I always had such success with the lotteries and stuff.
Lotteries are different.
But lotteries are very different.
Lotteries are very different.
They get to the slot machines, and they get to the tables and everything like that. Shalish
Kunite.
I couldn't pronounce it. I'm not going to try.
I'm sorry. Shalish Kun... Kutinai. I'm trying. It's been a long time since I tried to speak anything in native tongue.
Native tongue.
Yeah. Well,
all right.
I
moving
mean,
on. Actually, I think Claude,
thing.
you had a couple articles you wanted to share with
Which
us.
Which ones did I have? Yeah. The ongoing fucking saga of the RIAA. My favorite right here is I'm not like trench on all the stuff right there. I don't totally go in depth sometimes because like this one, I mean, it's going to be really repetitive. And she's asking you, if how many people heard about this? Is pointless for a minute delay. It should be a minute and a half. Basically, as everybody knows right now, Suncom Technologies developed a encryption technology for audio CDs called MediaMax CD3. That's the name of the software. And the point of it is that when you start Windows and you load everything up right there, it's an encryption software which will prevent you from ripping audio tracks off the CD from your...
just ripping audio.
Yeah, from whatever program you choose.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike previously where it would put in a skip and you would have, Jesus, how much of a geek am I? Instead of anti-skip, I almost said error correction. Basically, like Fast and Furious did this. This is basically straight up encryption software to keep that's supposed to prevent you from ripping audio tracks off the audio off of
CD. And basically, what it is, it's software that preloads in your machine.
Yeah,
it stops the ability of your machine to record.
But this is great because it is software that loads up. You can tell it not to load in Windows. Now, there are different ways to do this. I can tell you right now, command prompt by prompt. You can go into msconfig. So you can buy a Unix or specifically Macintosh because they can't run the software because of incompatibility issues. But the easiest way is to hold down the shift key when booting because that stops
this
background
process.
Applications from loading, all of them that you have boot up.
Same thing on a Mac, actually. It stops control panels.
Right.
A little different, though. But
right.
A
little different.
Thing.
Real different.
Could you explain, though, this guy who wrote the paper on it?
This was a student. Where the fuck was he from? His name is Anthony Hadleman. He wrote a paper called Come In Where I'm From, and he basically, in this paper for his college thing, he basically did a write-up, and in this paper...
He explains how to
circumvent the technology.
By pressing the shift key.
Hold down the shift key, stop the extensions from loading, and... boom, you're done. You don't have to worry.
But now because he wrote this paper.
Because he wrote this paper,
the RIAA.
Yeah, I'm trying to get everything right
and
here.
And the software manufacturer.
Was it just the RIAA, I want to say? It was a software manufacturer that was Suncom Technologies. Thank you. Can you lead me out a little more? Thanks. What they're doing is they're actually suing this guy for violation of the Digital Media Copyright Act.
Yet again.
Doesn't matter that Homeboy is just specific, is basically doing free speech and telling people something they may have already known. They're saying because he actually tipped people off to do this, he's violated the DMCA, the Digital Media Copyright Act. BMG, that was the company right there. As everybody knows, BMG, they're a music publisher and distribution warehouse. They are the unit of Bertelsmann AG that licensed the software, and they are initiating the lawsuit. So don't boycott BMG if you want. That's not like saying don't buy his artist, because, you know, even if you like the artist, but I would definitely recommend everyone boycott BMG because of that.
Pretty much here, though.
So fuck them.
One thing is, Princeton.
Princeton, thank you.
One thing that really is amazing here, though, is this Digital Millennium Copyright Act now. And, you know, they have, all these corporations have this wonderful ability to sue. And writing anything, you could tell someone how to circumvent, and I kid you not, how to circumvent anything on your computer. Oh, you need to get past this. Oh, you're having a problem with the boot up. You can do this, and you can boot up just fine.
Right.
Technically, if you publish it in a paper, you've violated DCMA.
Right,
and
that's
Digital
shit ain't right.
Millennium Copyright Act.
And what's funny is I love that you know what, this guy says hold down shift key and everything's okay, but people are out there writing the anarchist cookbook, telling everybody explain how to make thermite in fucking blotto boxes, and that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying we should ban speech on that. I believe that we should keep that knowledge public. I just love how, you know, when it comes to terrorism, everybody's like, you know, that's free speech. You can't stop it.
Yeah. Well, come on. They try to use free speech to sell products. Oh,
I
telemarketing.
Know.
Which, by the way, the list is
them.
Good to go. The list
yeah.
is good. You know what? My phone has not rang this past since October 1st.
Cool. That's good
not
for you,
not a
man.
Telemarketer in sight. It's so beautiful.
That's lovely. But this is a very interesting paper. And this is not so much a paper. It's an article. It reads more like a thesis. It's very interesting. There's a comparison very similar to the war that's going on right now, the RIAA. Basically,
funny word you actually use, war.
War. It is a war, actually. A consumer war. I really hate to say that, but it really is. Basically, right now, nobody wants to pay $15, $20 for a compact disc.
Even the cheap $30 ones or $13 ones from Columbia.
Right. Now, Trencher's actually seen this. I want to buy the Audioslave album, but I'm not going to pay $18 at Odyssey Records
right.
for it. But it's very similar to a different war, consumer war, that happened about almost a century ago.
Okay, go on.
This is talking about how suing customers is bad business. Basically, what happened was in 1903... Henry Ford debuted the Model A, the first Model A. There's two of them, actually. Henry Ford debuted the Model A. And as everybody knows, the Model A was meant to bring transportation to the public at an affordable price.
Absolutely. It was meant to be the car for everyone.
Right. Didn't matter what, you could afford this car.
And why did he do that? Why did he want a car for everyone?
To make money, baby. But basically, Henry Ford said, no, cars should be affordable to everybody. Henry Ford really literally saw the potential in cars for you know, people's lives every day. Wow.
You know what? Someone's actually right on our wavelength. We just stopped because of something that popped up into the chat
yeah,
room.
Yeah, yeah.
By Furry Curry.
Furry Curry. It's very interesting. Furry Curry brings up the 70s because the auto industry is my personal soap opera. And the 70s is one time I'm actually quite familiar with due to the DeLorean. But anyhow, basically, it's very interesting. What happened was Henry Ford, he ended up getting sued. And I didn't have time to really mark all these off right here because I was so busy. But what ended up happening was Henry Ford got sued by a... it was kind of like the RIAA. It was Associated Automobile Manufacturers, like I believe Duesenberg was might have been one of them right there. And what happened was they basically said, Henry Ford can't make this. He's undermining our company. Now, keep in mind, in 1903, Henry Ford was selling automobiles for $300.
Okay, 1903.
That's a shitload of money.
Yeah, very much a shitload of money.
But luxury cars were going for like 20 grand on up, and they
got money of the 1903, and 20 grand in 1903 was not only big money.
Yeah, I mean, they would go from that, 5 grand up on up to like fucking 20 grand for Duesenbergs. And plus, of course, as everybody knows, these things are hand-built, hand-tooled, everything. Unlike Henry Ford, who after visiting Swift Meatpacking in Chicago, gave the beautiful idea of the assembly line for cars.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what happened is it's called the Selden Patent. The Selden Patent was a patent brought up by this Automobile Industry Association of all the automobile manufacturers to patent the vehicle itself.
Okay.
To patent the motor carriage.
Jesus.
I know. The very...
The whole damn thing.
Right. So what ended up happening is they got dirty, too. What ended up happening was Henry Ford was making good money. He was pulling down some serious bling bling.
Okay.
And what ended up happening was they sued him. Henry Ford said, bring it on. He, according to this right there, to quote it, he had a war chest that was chocked full and almost bottomless. And anytime somebody sued him, he would litigate these people to death. Now the automobile industry at the time saw that Ford was not going to get anywhere. So they ended up threatening to sue consumers of Ford automobiles.
So if you bought a Ford, get sued.
You would get sued. Now, this was great. Ford loved this, too. So you know what Ford did to protect his interest? Because after all, they're trying to say, you can't buy these cars, it's illegal. Such as, you can't file share, that's illegal. We're going to sue you. Ford himself said, you know what? If you buy my car, I can sell you insurance protection. So if you get sued, I claim all liability, which people ate up left and right. Now, eventually, Ford prevailed.
Okay.
The Selden patent, which is very interesting about this, litigation was over. Yes, and specifically, to quote the article, Ford won on appeal in 1911. So since 1903, fucking like 8 years almost, when the court ruled that the Selden patent covered only cars made with a special type of engine nobody was using anymore. Ford became a hero and the largest car manufacturer in America. So Ford literally not only paved the way for the vehicle, the modern-day vehicle process, paved the way for everybody to have a vehicle. Now, what's very interesting about this is it's great because it says that literally people wanted cars, like people want music. They were not willing to pay. They circumvented the system. Just like they have this new technology here, such as file sharing, which people like Apple have smartly embraced. Boom. They go for it.
Not only have they smartly embraced, but you know they're realizing that they need to bring it to a larger market, so they're developing it for Windows.
Right. Ford prevailed. Ford won. And just like Ford, or just like the automobile industry at the time, it's really interesting. This is a whole article this guy wrote, and it talks about another book, which describes this kind of pattern of corporations and organizations suing right there, consumers to try to get their way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that the best way they can legally know how, through fucking lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
They go and they end up talking, saying that this guy predicts, that wrote the book, that the RIAA will fail.
At this rate, why not?
Not at this rate at all. Doesn't matter if they didn't sue or not.
True. Well, I think it's kind of bad when you have like an overlord or an overbody controlling everything. Now, in some cases it's good, in other cases it's bad, and you know, when it's like meant for public interest, public health, public safety, it's fairly good.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's something like people protecting, I don't know, protecting themselves without actually protecting anybody, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how
right.
to really word it.
Well,
because the
RIAA
and the
really
FPA
great.
Say they want to protect the artist, but at the same time,
right.
they've got their hands so deep in any of the artist's pockets.
The artists aren't making money anyways.
Right.
And even Lars right now has said, fuck it, who cares if people trade my files? That's fucking hypocritical. That son of a bitch should get fucking raped by feral pigs. But check this out. This is the best way. This is the final... and it talks about the innovation of coming file sharing, how its successes. And this is the final paragraph in the whole article, and I love this. As Henry Ford once summed it up, lawsuits against new technologies provide, quote, opportunities for little minds to usurp the gains of genuine investors. And under the smug protest of righteousness, work a hold-up game in the most approved fashion. That's absolutely true. And like the guy who wrote the article says, what the recording industry needs now are new business models, not outdated legal strategies.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think that that's totally true. And like the article predicts right there, this book does, he is going up. The RA, Henry Ford, RA, they're going to lose their ass, especially with this pattern.
Real quick in the chat room, they're pointing out, and I think it's HP, but I'm not sure either. They said recently that, you know, they will take responsibility, this major computer manufacturer said, if anybody tries to sue, if SEO tries to sue end users of Linux,
yes,
they will cover
yes.
it.
Yes.
So it's the same thing. You got it in music industry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With this whole Unix debate. But I'm looking at the clock, and I think we actually need to wrap this show up.
See, and I knew that's what I was just finishing that up right there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I just want to say, first off, thank you, everybody, who is in the chat room listening. For those of you who have not found the chat room, but I know you're listening out there, also, thank you for tuning in to Spank Wagon Radio.
Right.
Thanks, Claude, for showing up.
Of course.
I'm sure I heard the wife cheering, so I think the Cubs just won, or at least got a really good hit and run. I just also want to say thank you to Virtual One for hosting the site. VFTP.net is basically the main pimpage of the site. Thank you, Mr. Man, if you're out there, for hosting actually the actual broadcast.
Right.
All right, folks, it's been a wonderful show. We will see you next week. This has been Spank Wagon Radio.
Right. I'm Claude Balls. Now, to plug the site a little bit more, we are out of time, so we can't really continue the show. Furry Curry, this goes out to you especially because you're quoting the auto industry right there, which is a favorite topic of mine. For Furry Curry and everybody else, spankwagon.vftp.net. We do have the message boards right there, and I would love to discuss this more on the message boards right there because I'd really like to go into that. So please, everybody, stop by, spark up a conversation.
You don't even have to log in. It's guest approved.
Exactly, exactly. So go ahead and give us a shout-out over there, and we'll shout back. I'm Claude Balls.
I'm Trencher.
We're gone.
Says I'm living on precious borrowed time, with all the time I'm giving to liquor, beer, and wine. The x-rays of my liver look like molded old Swiss cheese. My heart pumps blood and alcohol through hardened arteries. Everybody knows me down at the local bar. I drink until I can't see, and I wonder where you are. I guess I let my health go since you quit being mine. But there was nothing to replace you except liquor, beer, and wine. Liquor, beer, and wine is a flashing sign I see. Every single morning I get up, it's a buzzing down at me. I look up to the heavens for a ray of hope to shine, and there it is in neon, liquor, beer, and wine. As constant as that buzzing noise of Uncle Bubba's sign.
liquor, beer, and wine is a flashing sign I see. Every darn morning I get up, it's a buzzing down at me. I look up to the heavens for a ray of hope to shine, and there it is in neon, liquor, beer, and wine.
tonight. Right. We're gonna have a TV party, all right!
Yeah. We've got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
All our friends are gonna hang out here tonight. What it's like out there.
It's a scare.
You can go out if you want.
We wouldn't care. We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews. Don't talk about anything else. We don't want to know. We're dedicated to our favorite show.
My brain anymore.
We've got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
Hey, wait a minute. My TV show doesn't work.
It's broken.
Hey, what are we going to do tonight? This isn't fair.
We're gonna miss our favorite shows.
true, and you're telling me no still. From the old school hotel to all the chill times that we spent, moments we share. What me have to cherish, knowing you're not here. But no, you wish I was always there to hold you close in the times of fear. Until I don't cry, wipe away that fear. Tell me still, think we'll make a perfect pair.
Things will get better, this won't last forever. We just got to get out this old.
I need a salad fork.